This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Scares over the Heartbleed security glitch aside, there is all sorts of cybercrime out there. Some of it is obvious, credit card heists and banking hacks. But there are newer, softer targets as well, safer ones, like just cheating on ads. About a third of all internet traffic is apparently from robots, and all those fake eyeballs are wreaking some intentional havoc on the $50 billion digital ad market. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Let's say you are a big box retail store. So to get people in the door, you place thousands of online ads on thousands of websites. Now, some of those websites are very secure, but others are set up to generate ad views from bots. So you, the retailer, keep a list of the sites that are viewed by humans and those that could be viewed by bots.
The problem is those are not updated frequently enough.
Dr. Augustin Fu is a marketing science consultant. He says we're in the midst of a bot arms race. The good guys can detect bots, maybe by noticing that the bot doesn't move the mouse like a human. But then bots get more sophisticated. They learn to move a mouse like you or I would.
Once the good guys detect that kind of stuff, then the bad guys now add the next level on, and they can simulate those things.
Fu says that between 30 and 60% of all display ad views are fraudulent, meaning they're on websites being viewed by bots. Several companies have made efforts to recoup ad spending when they discover that their ads weren't seen by humans. They're also turning to companies like White Ops.
Whenever a page is loaded on the web, we determine in real time whether it was viewed by a human or a bot.
Tamer Hassan is chief technical officer of White Ops. He says criminals are increasingly turning to digital ad fraud because it can be more profitable than good old-fashioned credit card fraud.
Now the price is around 25 cents a credit card number, and you still have to get away with the fraud. And not only that, when you do, somebody's actually chasing you because the money is missing.
But in digital ad fraud, the money is just as good, if not better, and no one is chasing you because the money isn't missing. It's the human eyeballs that are nowhere to be found. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.